Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Mitzvah Beis, and we're talking about the fifth line with the words of Yom Bar Gidol. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Char Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shalom should have an Oliyah. So first, I clarify the basic mitzvah of Yibam is only with a paternal brother, namely brothers who share the same father. They also had to be alive at the same time, and the deceased brother did not have any children. The Gemara then posed the question: since usually it's us for a person to marry his brother's wife, yet it becomes a mitzvah when his brother dies without children, and we also know that all the arayas are grouped together, so perhaps the mitzvah of Yibam applies to all arayas, namely if his brother's wife also happens to relate to him in a different way, such as one of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe Yibam would still apply. The Gemara answered that no, we have Gzer Shava, Aleha, Aleha from Achais Isha. It says Yivama Yava Aleha by Yibam, and it says Aleha by this of marrying his wife's sister, and since it applies there, we say it applies everywhere. However, now we ask on this Aleha Aleha. Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Acha of Yosvin, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol and Rach were sitting, and Rabbi Acha Dod, Rabbi Yosef and Chanina. Rabbi Acha said this drasha over from Yosef and Chanina, this drasha of Aleha Aleha that you just mentioned, and so Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol asked him, why don't you say as follows? Ma Aleha Shenemar La'alon B'she'inu Yivama Kos Medaber. Just as the Aleha that said over there is not referring to Yivama, meaning the pasuk of Aleha by Achais Isha is not talking about Yivama per se, because it's talking about Achais Isha, his wife's sister. Well, Afalash Shenemar Kan B'she'inu Yivama Kos Medaber. Maybe over here as well in the main pasuk, it's not talking about Yivama. So right away, Amar Rabbi Acha told him, what's that supposed to mean? Hatayra Amar B'Yivama V'atayra B'she'inu Yivama. The Torah says very clearly, Yivama Yavay Aleha, and you're suggesting that it's not talking about Yivama. So Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol said to him, that's exactly what I'm getting at. Hatayra Amar B'she'inu Yivama V'atayra B'Yivama. The Torah, in the case of Achais Isha, that's not talking about Yivama specifically. It's just talking about the Isser of marrying his wife's sister, and you're saying that it is referring to Yivama. And V'ikbar Rabbi Acha L'Kuble, Rabbi Acha was upset at him by the way he said this. So clearly, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is asking him a question on this drasha Aleha Aleha. We just don't have a full clarity what it is. That's what the Gemara continues with. Amar Bias, Rabbi Yossi says, Lay the Bar Gidol Palik, that's a proper girsa. It's not that Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is arguing with the drasha. He agrees with the general idea that there's a drasha Aleha Aleha. He's makbid regarding the lashon that Rav Acha said it over, b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Mechanina, and that's what he's upset about. Why is that? Well, because in the original Zer Shava of Aleha Aleha, the way that it was stated, which is at the top of the Amud, is that just like Aleha over there by Yavama is said specifically by brother from the same father, so too the Aleha of Achais Isha is also said with two brothers from the same father. Now, the problem is that's mashma, that the only time that it's usher for a person to marry his wife's sister is if it's a Yibam situation. But if it's not a Yibam situation, then it's actually not usher to marry his wife's sister. That's not true. So the drasha was said over wrong. And that's what Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is asking. And that's why the Gemara tells us now, Makedoin, so what now? What's the proper way to say the drasha over? And it's as follows, Yivama Yavei Aleha. This is really referring to two psukim, the pasuk of Yivama, which is Yivama Yavei Aleha, and the pasuk of Aleha by Achais Isha. And the drasha as follows, Ma Aleha Shenemar La'alon, Big Yivama, that's proper girsa. Just like it says Aleha over there, it's referring to Yivama, as in Yivama Yavei Aleha, the pasuk. Afalash Shenemar Kan, Afilu Yivimtai, and that's the key word over here, this extra word Afilu. So too, the Aleha that's said over here by Achais Isha, that's even referring to his Yivama. Of course, referring to regular Achais Isha, that he's not going to marry his wife's sister, but it's even referring to Yivama. If it happens to be that his wife's sister falls to him by Yibam, he's not going to marry her either. And that's what we conclude with Amar Taira of Isha Achais Alesikach, that a man may not take his wife's sister along with her, meaning he's not going to marry two sisters, and this is the way to say it properly, according to Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, so there's no potential for mistake. Now, we continue discussing our Mishnah, Ainli Elohi, I only know that it's also to marry her, meaning the Erva herself, she's not included Yibam. Tzara Semi 9, how do we know Tzara's Erva is part from Yibam Chalitza? So, Tamlam to that, the Pasuk says, Litzrar. Namely, Pasuk says, V'isha l'chaiso l'sikach Litzrar legalis ervasa leha. That's the Pasuk of Isser of marrying a woman and her sister, and the Lashon is Litzrar. And from the double Reish, instead of saying Latzar, which means to make her into a Tzara, it says Litzrar. We learn, L'Litzarasa v'loi Litzar Sarasa. Then not only the Tzara of Erva is Pater, but even the Tzara is Tzara. Now, Ainli Elachais Ishtai, I only know that it applies to Achais Ishtai, because that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Shar Kol Arayas Minayin, how do we know this is by all other Arayas as well? From the Iris, Mashiach, Biyasa, Bar Chanino, Kavachimer, we have a Kavachimer, Machais Ishtai Muchedes, just like Achais Ishtai, she's Miyochid, Erva Shiesh, La Heter, La Achrei Sura. This is an Erva that has a Heter after her Isser. The Isser is that as long as Reuven is married to Rachel, so he's not allowed to marry Rachel's sister Leah. But if Rachel dies, so then he is allowed to marry Leah. So even though it does have a Heter after her Isser, Hari Hasrulis Yabim, while the Isser is still in place, while Rachel and Leah are both alive, there's also due to the sister, Sharkal Arise, all other Arise, Shainlin Heter Achir Surun, there's no Heter after their Isser. For example, if a man marries a woman, so he's not allowed to marry her mother, and even if he divorces her or she dies, he's still not allowed to marry her mother, that would be his mother-in-law. So, like Kolshkin, when we say that Isser of Yibam applies over there as well, and same in regards to the Tzara, Mazu Erva Pater Tzarasa, just like in the original Erva that we were discussing, Achais Ishtai, that she patters her Tzara, like we just said before, Afshar Kol Arayas Pater Tzarasin, also other Arayas patter their Tzaras as well. But another Gemara is, Ad Kedon Rabbi Kiva, this is all good according to Rabbi Kiva. We had mentioned Rabbi Kiva before in the previous daf. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a Mamzer B'chayve Lavin, meaning even if there's just an Isser Lav for these two people to marry each other, that will create a mamzer. Basically, the way that we just had this limud right now, he doesn't hold this regarding Isser Lav. He would hold that there's a Ptur of Yibam only if there's an Isser Kar, so there's two people to be together. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanichas Kal V'chomer doesn't teach this. So how do we know it's Rabbi Shmuel? And the answer is Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. We have a brass that taught Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'chomer, some take out the words Kal V'chomer, that it's a different limud. Ma'achos Ish Temuchedes, his wife's sister is unique. Erva, Shecha Yavan Al Zodona Karzal Shigasa Chatos. She's Isser Erva, that if a person lives with her Remezid, he's going to be Chayav Kares. If he does so Bishagi, he's going to be Chayav Karban Chatos. And Erei Yasru Elis Yabim, she's Asur to Miyabim. I've called Erva Shecha Yavan Al Zodona Karzal Shigasa Chatos, to Yasru Elis Yabim. So to any of the other Arayas, where there's an Isser Kares, so there's an Isser Yibma as well. For the clarification, Ma'anafag Meneon, what would be a practical difference between the way Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel learn it? The answer is Almano Kain Gadol, the Isser of an Almano, a widow marrying Kain Gadol. Madmar Erva Shiesh La Hetar Lachi Yisura, according to Rabbi Kiva, meaning the way that we had worded it at first, which only fit in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that Achas Isha Yesh La Hetar Achri Yisura, there's a Hetar to marry her after Isser, so Zu Ha'ilva Ein La Hetar Lachi Yisura, this one, this Almano Kain Gadol, there's no Hetar after Isser, there's no way for a widow to be permitted to Kain Gadol, it's Beferish Yisra Dairaisa, Harayu Lasru Lis Yabim, so it should be Asr to Miyabim her. For example, we have two brothers, one of them is the Kohen Gadol, the one who isn't, the regular Kohen Hedyot brother, he died without children, and so now his wife is an Almana, she's falling to her brother-in-law, the Kohen Gadol, be Yibam, but we know Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, going to Rabbi Kiva is something that would not be able to be done, there's no Yibam over there. However, Madamar Erva Shechem El Zdein Akar, Sal Shigas HaChatas Rezer Yisleus Yabim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if this Isser Arayas comes along with a Chi of Kares, so then there's no Yibam, well, Zu, this Almana Kohen Gadol, Hayel Ve'in Chayem El Zdein Akar, Sal Shigas HaChatas, since there's no Kares or Chatas, if an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, Deim Utar Yisleus Yabim, perhaps according to Rabbi Shmuel, so there should be a heter and maybe even a chiyuv for the Kohen Gadol to be miyabim his sister-in-law, even though she's an almana, and that would be a technical difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now, once we pointed out that difference, we obviously have to answer this question: what do we do with this? Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to say that a Kohen Gadol should miyabim his sister-in-law because she's an almana. That's a problem. But how does he know that there's no chiyuv yibum? So Rabbi Ayub Barnagri quotes Crispy, who says B'shem Rishim Lakesh, the pasuk yibum tells us loy tia ishas mesa chutzal ish zar. The ishas mes, the wife of the deceased, is not allowed to be a chutzah. She's not allowed to be outside to an ishzar, to a foreign man. At face value, the pasuk saying that the yavama is not allowed to marry a random man, she has to only marry the yavam. However, the drasha is that even if the yavama is going to marry her yavam, that yavam is not allowed to be considered an ishzar, a foreign man. And that's what we say in the Gemara, zu isha shahi zara loy, this woman who's zara, who's foreign to him, based on top, Amr the Torah saying, loy tia loy isha filu mitzvah, that she's not allowed to be as a wife to him, even if it's technically a mitzvah. Namely, our case we're talking about, kain gadol, marrying his sister-in-law in Almana, even though you're right, we technically have the mitzvah of Yibam, she's considered Zara to him, she's foreign to him because she's an Almana, and that's Rabbi Shmuel would know that there's no Yibam by Kohen Gadol to an Almana. Ask Gorme Atol, it's Chalitza. Well, if that's so, then she shouldn't have to require Chalitza either, but we know later on, Mishnah is going to tell us that she does need Chalitza. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he answers, no, Yivimta, Yivimta. We have double Lashon Yivimta in the pasuk that talks about Chalitza. It says, Vimlo Yachba, it's Ishlakachas as Yivimta, but also Yivimta Yashara, and talks about the whole procedure of Chalitza. And what do we learn from here? Chalitza, the Torah increases, it uses this Lashon of Chalitza multiple times, and it tells that even though the Yom and the Yavama are really usher to be with each other, anyway there's an Isser Lav, like Kain Gadol and Almana, nonetheless, since we have this word Yevimtai in the Pasuk of Chalitza, that tells us that there's still Chiv Chalitza. Asking more, Yevimtai Yevimtai, if we have this double Lashon of Yevimtai Yevimtai, why don't we make the Joshua the other way around? Hatayra Ribsa B'Yibam, the Torah is increasing the Lashon of Yibam, and so maybe it's telling us that when there's just an Isser Lav, there should be a Chiv of Yibam. The Gemara says, you're right, we have a different Joshua, Tanur Bishmal, we have from Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk tells us regarding Chalitza me'ein yavami that my yavam refuses, he doesn't want to marry me. That's what the yavama says. What do we learn from here? Zu shemein yavami loy shemeinu shemayim. This tells us that technically Chalitza is required only when it's the yavam who said I don't want to marry the yavama, but it's shemayim. If it's Hashem saying you're not allowed to marry the yavama, so then there wouldn't be Chalitza. The Gemara says, okay, well me'ato loy teitzu Chalitza. If that's so, then we have an lesser lav such as a kohen gadol to his sister-in-law almana. There shouldn't have to be Chalitza. But as we said, we know there is. Later on, the Mishnah tells us that. And the answer is, we need that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Yivimta, Yivimta, Hatayr Ribsa B'Chalitza. It says his word by Chalitza multiple times, telling us that even though there's an Isser Yibam, there still would be a Chiv Chalitza. Oh, we think something similar. Rabban Barchia Ba'akumir Abzairi has as follows. Amanul Kain Gadol, Maushite Tzri Chalitza, Amanta Kain Gadol, does she require Chalitza? There's no Yibam, but what about Chalitza? So I'm really responding to him. Eshalem Kedushin Taifsin Ba'avatoimar Ainu Tzri Chalitza. Is it possible to say the Kedushin is Taifes and you want to say that she doesn't need Chalitza? In other words, if a Kain Gadol is Mekadish and Almana, he's not allowed to, but the Kedushin still works. So you want to tell me that she doesn't require Chalitza, even though maybe there's Isser Lav for them to marry each other? If they did get married, it would still work, so of course they would need Chalitza. So I'm going to respond to him, yeah, but Hari Island is Kedushin Taifsin Bav at Omer Einutzi Chalitza. By case of an Islandess, Kedushin does work with her, but she doesn't require Chalitza, so I said the case of Almana Kohen Gadol will be different. Now, an Islandess is a woman who hadn't developed signs signs that she's a fully matured woman, that she reached puberty, she perhaps has a deeper voice, she doesn't necessarily look like a mature woman, and so Kiddushin is typhus with her. If a person's Makadesh her, it would work if he knows that she's an islandess, but she doesn't require Chalitza. So I'm really observed, said, islandess is excluded from Chalitza for a different reason. Why is that? Because the Pasuk tells regarding Yibam Asher Teled, that when a man is Yavim, his Yavama, so the first child which is born is Lahakim Lachiv Shame, that child is born for the deceased brother. It excludes this one, an islandess. She can't give birth anyway because she's an islandess. Therefore, she's not excluded from Yibam, but also Chalitza. In regards to Kohen Gadol and Almana, Kiddushin would work if he would marry her. That's why Chalitza is necessary. Now, going back to original discussion regarding the basics, then how do we know that all other Arayas are Potter from Yibam? We had said those are learned from Achaz Isha, just like his wife's sister is Asr to marry even through Yibam, so too, all other Arayas are Asr to marry through Yibam. Something more asked on this. Achat, Lamun Kal Arayas Machaz Ishta Le'Isr, Lamun Kal Arayas Ma'ishas Achiv Le'Heter. Instead of learning all Arayas from Achaz Ishta, from his wife's sister, that they're Asr to do Yibam too, why don't we learn the other way around, that all other Arayas are learned from Ishas Achiv, the wife of his brother, Le'Heter, just like his brother's wife is usually Asr to marry, but when it comes to Yibam, so it's Mutter to marry her, so all other Arayas, they're Asr to marry, but when it comes to Yibam, it's Mutter to marry them. So Ramana answers no. We learn two Yisurim from two Yisurim, and not two Yisurim from one Isser. In other words, you're right. Even though the Isser of Eishes Ach, the wife of his brother, is being matered through Yibam, that's just one Isser. There's one Isser he has to marry his brother's wife. Now, in the midst of Yibam, that Isser is taken away. But when we're dealing with the midst of Yibam, and we also have another Isser Erva, for example, his wife's sister, or his mother-in-law, or his daughter-in-law, or one of the others mentioned in the Mishnah, that's all trying to be matered to Yisurim. Eishes Ach, his brother's wife, and another Isser, and that we're not able to learn. Now, Blazer says, between Rav Oven, a different reason. Anything, meaning any Isser that comes because of a Gairim, it comes because of a reason, so that reason is not here anymore, so there's no more Isser. However, we have an Isser over here, not because of this Gairim, but there's another Gairim as well. So even though this Gairim is Batal, the Isser still is in place because there's another Gairim, there's another reason for it. And Uma Islach, what would be an example of this? These 15 women of the Mishnah, the reason why they're ushered to the Yavam is not just because they were his brother's wife. That wasn't the only Gairem. It's also because they're an Erva to him in a different manner. And therefore, we learn from here, Shalai Tamadi shouldn't say, Bitoi Achalai Nisal Achiv, a fellow's daughter, that before she married his brother, Asurulai, she was ushered to him, whereas Nisal Achiv Mutarslai. Now that she married his brother, she's also Mutar to him because Yibam matters all Isurim. It doesn't work like that. Yibam only takes away the Isser of Eshes Ach, and if that's the only Gairem of Isser, so then when that Gairem is removed, namely when his brother dies, so then he marries his Yavama. But if there's another Isser, for example, his brother's wife is his daughter, so his brother dying doesn't remove that Isser, male all those Arayas are Usser. We're stopping for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss our Mishnah, asking why there wasn't more than 15 mentioned. Perhaps there should be another case was mentioned, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.